terms of saying b'faneinachta, b'faneinachtam, is that necessary? We said that ksav mochiach aleha. So the Gemara starts in Malkum Shabbasam, alahalan tzricha sheyomer b'faneinu nechta, b'faneinu nechtam, afi tzricha shetomar b'faneinachta, b'faneinachtam. So Amar Vashi, this is the... So Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. It seems that when the Mishnah, Diktani Isha Atzma Viyagita, Govachet Tzricha Lomar, Faninachtav, Faninachtav, Shmamina. It seems like an open and shut case. Rav Yosef, Resha Vesefa Bechutz Aretz, Mitziasa Ba'aretz, right, the middle section, which doesn't require Faninachtav, in Resha Vesefa Bechutz Aretz, Mitziasa Ba'aretz, Mimaim, Diktani Mabin Getla Misa, Shaksav Mochiach, Loksani Shaksav, Vipeh Mochiach, there's no indication that you need to say b'faneinachta, b'faneinachtam. And again, just to review, always good to review, Rabbah would say, because in Eretz Yisrael they're b'ki in the Shema, and Rabbah would say that the Eidim are mitzui in the Kaimo, so there's really no need for it. So Aisha Atzma, so Aisha Michimah Tegita Liyada Igrishallah, but we don't understand. She should have been divorced a long time ago when she received the get. So Ravuna Ve'omer Lo Sizgar Shibola Bezdin Ploni. So he puts a Tanai on it. So, Kimat Yahasim Igrishallah. When she gets there, the divorce goes into effect. Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach mishmei d'Ravacha b'd'Ravika damela kimatis hasam asnachia ara, put it down v'shakle, and then you can pick it up. See, hachi havelei tligitech me'agabe karka v'amar Rava tligitech me'agabe karka lo amar klum, because that's not a nesina, right? He actually has to give it to her. He can't say just pick it up from off the ground. That is a chisaron in the ma'aseh yisina. Let me just pause for a second here and say good morning, Yitzchak. How are you?
Good morning, thank you,
Rasha. Wonderful to be together with you. Hope everybody is doing well in the Handel family.
Thank you.
Okay. So that would be a problem with Tligite Chmiagabe Karaka. So, Eladamala Havishliach Laholacha de Matis Hasam, Vichimatis Hasam Havishliach Kabbalah, Vikabli Eskitech. The instructions are a little bit more sophisticated. First, she's a Shliach in terms of Holacha. And then it's like, you know, calling her own number. Then she becomes the shliach lekabbalah. So ha lo chazur shlichos etzal baal. And it's a problem because you can't have a shlichos which isn't directly connected to the mishaleach. So if the baal gave her this two-step shlichos, first to be the shliach leholacha and then the shliach lekabbalah, there was no period where the shlichos went back into the court of the baal. So the Gemara says, "Davin la have yishliach lelacha dematis hasam v'chimatis hasam shavi shaliach lekabbalah." That the baal, in fact, did formulate the instructions halachically in such a way that there would be no need for the shlichus to be choseres etzal baal. So anichal lemadamar isha is the shliach lekabel gita miad shliach baila lemadamari na isha is the shliach kabel gita miad shliach baila ma'ika lemeimar. Right, but this is a difficulty. If we should assume that a woman doesn't necessarily have the right, to appoint a shaliach to receive the get from the shliach of the husband. So time am I, mishum di'ika bizayon de baal, right? So you'd say it's because of the bizayon of the baal. The baal would never have set up the get in this way, according to this process, because he considers it a bizayon that she won't directly receive the get. But in this case, maybe you're saying that the baal is waiving those rights because he's saying it's exactly what I want you to be, a shliach lekabel asaget. So anich lemandar mishum bizayon de baal. Al lemandar mishum chatzera habal achar mikan ma'ik el meimar. There's another problem which says the issue really has to do less with his bizayon and more with what we talked about early in the week, a chatzer that wasn't in her possession when the time that the get went into possession. So just to review that case, if somebody puts a get down in a chatzer that she subsequently acquires and the get happens to be in that chatzer, again, she doesn't get divorced through that acquisition. So to here, right, we're going to say that the problem with her appointing the shliach to receive the get from the baal isn't really a din of bizayon de baal, but the problem is that she's not really acquiring it directly from the baal. That seems to be a more complicated problem. So the amar la hevi shliach leholacha de matis hasam v'chimatis hasam shavi shliach leholacha, okay, v'kibli eskitech minay. So she is more sophisticated that she was told to be a shliach lehalacha. Then when you get there, he says, you have somebody who becomes a shliach lehalacha, and you'll directly receive the get from him. So yivayisema adam ala havi shliach lehalacha dematisah. So v'chibatis hambam amar kamei beidina b'faneinachta b'faneinachtam, u'mashvi beidina shliach v'leisvua nihalech. Or you could use the bazdin for the same purpose as it comes to the same place, so we can circumvent this problem, either of bizayim debal, or the chatzer haba la'achar mikan. So hadron alach ha-mevi get tinyana. Begin the third parak. Kol get shenichtav shalol shumisha apostles. Okay, it's already over b'shuk. V'shama kol sofrin makrin ish ploni megarish ish ploni shemakom ploni. They're practicing, as we'll see. V'amar zeshmim zeshem ishti apostle garish bo. That's the case of get number one. And that's relatively low-lying fruit, because it was never really designed for garishin altogether. Yasa mikan, kasa v'garish ish ishto, v'nimlach, mitzav v'niro v'amar lo shmi kishimcha v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha. Case two is a get that was explicitly written for a different couple altogether, happened to have the same name. Case number three, Yaser Mikan Hayulo Shtei Nashim, you're married to two wives, which of course, according to Torah law, is perfectly legitimate. Ushmosein Shavos Kasav Lagarish Esagdola Leigarish Bo Esaktana. It happened to be for his wives, but one was the original recipient that was intended, and it was given to the other one because she has the same name. And the fourth situation is Yasser Mikan Amar Lavlar. He says to the sofer, I have two wives with the same name, so you'll just write to get and Kasav Leizashir Segarish Pasul Agarish Bo. I'll decide later. This implicates the topic of Breira, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, Kasav Agarish Ashisto Vinimlach, Velaresha Bamai. Amar Papa Besofer Masuyim Islamid Askinan. They were practicing. He walked by the sofer school. They happened to be practicing Gittin that day. So Mabashi Dikanan Vikani Sofrin Makrin, right? They're practicing with each other, one is saying to the other, Veloktani Sofrin Karin Shmamina. So my yeser mikan, what's the chiddush of the second case? So Tanabe Ribishmal Lozeshanichtab Solashum Gerishin, Ela Avza, Shinichtab Lashum Gerishin, right? Remember case two was for another couple in the city that happened to have the same name, Pasul. And not only that, Lozeshanichtab Solashum Gerishin Diday, Ela Avza Shinichtab Lashum Gerishin Diday, for the other wife, and now it's going to be used for the junior wife, possibly. Lo, zesh lo nichtav shalushum gerishin, ha, ela av zesh nichtav shalushum gerishin, ha, pasal. So my time. Ichasav an asan, sefer krisos biyada, havamina limute heach kama, delavid shalushum krisos. If the issue is that it has to be a sefer krisos, clearly the first case is excluded, because that was a get which was written for practice. So, kasav agarish ishto v'nimlach, david shalushum krisos, heim akasher. So Kasa Rachmana V'chasa, the Torah says it has to be written Lishma for the purposes of this Gershon. Kasa Rachmana V'chasa, Havamina Lemiute, Haidilo Iuka Kasivla, Aval Yeshlo Shtei Nashim, Diuka Kasivla, the situation that was get number three, where he has two wives, and he wrote it for one and not for the other, Ema Kasha, Kasa Rachmana La Lishma, V'seifa Lamali, Hakamashmalan, De'ein Breira. That last case is a case of Ein Breira. You can't say, let the sofer write it. I know that I want to, you know, dump one of my two wives. Not a nice way to say it, but that's really what's going on. So you can't say retroactively, yesh breira, that we'll be able to decide which one of the women you planned on divorcing. Okay, so kasav agarish es agdola yigarish vos aktana. So ktana du lamatsim agarish, agdola lamatsim agarish, based on rabbis osomeres, moving from gittin to shtaros, one of the themes of the masach that we've seen, Shnei Yosef and Shimon Hadarin Birachas Motin Shtar Chov Al Acherim. So they're allowed to take a shtar which says you owe money to Yosef and Shimon, either of them, and collect it from Acherim. And the Acherim presumably wouldn't have the defense of Lav Baal Devarim Didiat. I actually loaned money from the other Yosef ben Shimon. So the Avale Meata Reishik Tani Shmishke Shimcha Pasul Garish Bo Sheni Dilo Matzim Garish Bo Rishon Matzim Garish Bo Amar Miran Velo Acher Yachol Otzia Lein Shtar Chov. But wait a second, in the other direction, people can't come to them with a shtar chob, it's motzi mechaber alav haraya, and they can always deflect it and say, I think you're looking for the other Yosi bar Shimon. So lamayis lechala meymar, be'edei misira v'rab lazar hi rachanami, be'edei misira v'rab lazar hi. So the only way to make sense of these cases would be to say is that we have witnesses who actually saw the get being transferred, or the shtar being transferred between party A and party B, so we're not really relying on the ksav, because the ksav is inherently ambiguous. It could mean this Yossi Bar Shimon, that Yossi Bar Shimon. It could mean this man and this woman. So what we're dealing with here are Edei Mesir. So Rav Kulan Posen Bechuna Chutz Min Arishon. So Rav says all of them invalidate her to ever marry a Kohen again, despite the fact that the Gittin are invalid, except the first case, which was never intended as get. Shmuel Amar Af Rishon Hami Pozo. V'yaz Shmuel Atayim Shmuel Kol Makom Shana Chachamim Get Pasol, Pasol Uposel. Right, that even though the get isn't going to release her from being an Eishes Ish, it's the worst of all worlds, where she's not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen. There's enough of a Chalosh Shem Grusha, whether it's Midar Rabbanan, Midar Raisa, there's enough of a Shem Grusha that's going to stigmatize her from this point on. So Chalitza, likewise, Psula, if the Chalitza is invalid, Psula posalta mina achen. She can't ever marry any of the brothers again, because Kevan Shelo Bana, Shuvlo Yibana, as we talked about in Yivamos, it's a one-time shot. If you did it with the left foot instead of the right foot, you did it at night instead of daytime, so she's never going to be able to marry the brothers again. However, Katan Van Pilia, if you don't have a real shoe, or the Yavam, or the Choletz, is a Katan, so that's nothing. It's not going to be Poselos or the other Achim. Ziyamar Kulan in Poslin, Chutz Mina Achron. He says the only one we have to worry about creating a Chaloshem Grusha in Kahuna is the last case, because that's really just an issue of Breira. It wasn't explicitly written for a different couple altogether. It was written L'Shem Gerushin, and it was written for one of these two women. So he considers that to be problem. So Rabbi Yochanan says all the way in the other direction that actually none of these gittin are valid, and therefore they have no impact on her ability to marry a Kohen in the future. Because who knows, maybe the husband will die first, she'll be allowed to marry a Kohen. When you have brothers who are separating an inheritance, there's an issue of ambiguity. Maybe this property was really intended for the other brother, and therefore, so the Yovel, all the money, all the assets go back into the pot, and they're redivided. You would have never concluded that Yerusha and Matana play by those rules. And in the other direction, we're just being machmir. But in our case, where to be machmir would be in the other direction, would be to take this get seriously, right? Because, you know, after all, we have to be worried about kahuna. Absolutely not. So Rabbi Yochanan is an Ein Breira purist. So he says, just like when it comes to these two women, you know, you said, I have two wives with names, same name, Sarah and Sarah. You write me a get, and I'll decide which one to give it to. Say, that doesn't work, because it has to be done in a very targeted way. That was our Hakdam Ashir, that Gittin is always targeted strike against a particular marriage, and you can't decide that after the fact. It has to be B'shas K'sivas HaGet. So that's a Shita of Rabbi Yochanan in general, that Ein Breira, right, so when the father dies and he hasn't specified which son things should go to, so we say there is an intrinsic ambiguity here, and that's why it should be Chozer B'Yovel for fundamental reasons. Okay, so Ba'am Yidr Rav Hoshi, Amir Rav Yehuda, Amr L'Lavlar, you said it's over, Kasov L'Ezo Shetetze Pesach Tchila Mahu. Somebody to Nisua, yes, we can Amr L'Lavlar, Kasov L'Ezo Shetetze Garish, Pasol Garish, Balama Ein Breira. So he wants to say that maybe this case could be considered a little bit differently, because if you say to the sofer, I want you to write it for the one that I decide to give it to, that's one thing. But if you say to the sofer that there's going to be some concrete manifestation, the one who comes out of the house first, maybe, you know, he really was focused on who, he doesn't know who that is yet, but he at least has established the criteria. So the Gemara questions, Eis v'yomer levana v'arini shochet as a pesach al mishiyala mikem rishon li Yerushalayim, shekevet shenichnas rishon robo rosha v'rubo zacha v'chalko mizakes echavimo v'amar le'oshaya bri ma'inim psachem eitzel gittin ha'idmar alam Rabbi Yochanan k'dei lezarezan b'mitzvos. That's different. He just said that he really has in mind to include everybody, but he wanted them to get to Yerushalayim first. Dekadami d'ktani kevet shenichnas rishon rosha v'rubo zacha v'chalko that really counted everybody, all of his sons, Shapir. You can't be added after Shechita. Right? We had such an event. They were all signed up, and the Banos got there first, and it was just a matter of the Banim, you know, being a little bit embarrassed by their own laxity. It doesn't say that the banim were thrown out of the Korban Pesach that year, but they didn't have bragging rights. They didn't give them the jello for dessert. They didn't give them the pudding. Okay, they had to sit, you know, in the in the bleacher seats. Okay, so Amar Abaye, So Abaye says there's a fundamental difference. You have to make a distinction between very fundamental distinctions in the cases. Right? One case is it's totally up to him. He decides, you know, whichever one comes out first, I'm going to give this get to. That's very different than a situation of, you know, which one of his sons will get into Yerushalayim first. He has no control over that, the way that that's going to play itself out. So Amar Rava my kosha, Dilma demanda Islay Breira, Lo Shna Tola B'das Atzo, Lo Shna Tola B'das B'dachayrim, Islay Breira, Amanda Leislay Breira, Lo Shna Tola B'das Atzo, Lo Shna Tola B'das Achayrim, Leislay Breira, right? Like Rabbi Yochanan. It just, you know, there are no, it doesn't matter whether it's only in your mind or it depends on others. So Amar Leir of Meshar Shil Rava of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tola B'das Atzmo, Leislay Breira, the Tola B'das Achayrim, Islay Breira. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda makes this very distinction. He says, when it depends on what you want and what you want alone, so you can't claim Breira later on. You should have done that before. And however, it's Tola B'das Achayrim, apparently there is Breira. So Tola B'das Atzmo, Leislay Breira, the Tanya, L'keach Yaimi Bein Akutim. So you have 100 units of Yayin. So Omer, Shnei Lugin, Shani Yasa, the Hafrish, Arayin Truma. Good. Asara, I'm going to take out 10 for Meiser Rishon, Tisha, Meiser Sheni, and then immediately on the spot, top of Chafayim Lebez, Umechel, Veshosa Miyad, the Rebbe Meir. So Meir says, good enough. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, okay? And they say that situation is Osir, because it's Tola B'das Atzmo. Tola B'das Atzmo means that it has to be done on the spot. In that case, it's only, you know, you see, the person's going to start eating, and then we'll say, okay, everything else, will be considered the truma and the meiser and the meiser sheni. So they don't like that. So tolab das acherim islay ber ditan mahi bosan ayamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer harehi keishas ish lechol devareha. She's considered to be an eishas ish for all matters. Okay, ulechi meises havigita. When the get comes along, right? That'll be considered the get. So what was the case? What Rashi explains is based on the Gemara Dafayin Gimel. Where a guy says, this is your divorce bill from now, right? If I die from this choli, right? He's sick. And if, if he eventually dies, so what is her status? You know, he's obviously doing this, she doesn't have to do Yibam. So what is her status during those days? She's a Keishas Ish. Even though at the time when he produced the get, there was no way of knowing how this would play itself out. So it's Tola B'das Acher. Okay, so again, the major point for today was the subject of Breira, of Gittin that are produced, but at the time that they're produced, it's not entirely clear which woman it would be for. Again, either because it wasn't really produced for divorce bill, it was just practice, or it's produced clearly for another couple, or clearly for another wife that you happen to be married to, or it just wasn't clear. So that's a situation where, again, we have a big debate on what's the significance of those Gittin. Maybe they're not going to work for purposes of being Matar and Eishes Ish, but they'll be Posel Mina Kahuna. Rabbi Yochanan says they're not even Posel Mina Kahuna, because he doesn't accept that there's Breira. On the other hand, there are those who would say that Breira depends whether you told B'das Atzmo or told B'das Acherim. You make the distinction in either way. You know, those who are more likely to say, if you're only dependent on yourself, maybe there really is Breira, and after the fact we could say which one you really intended, where B'das Acherim you have less control. On the other hand, you could say it's just the opposite. If you only had to rely on yourself, you should have been more clear. If it's going to depend on other people, if it's told B'das Acherim, like Rabbi Yehuda is saying, there, we're going to have Breira, like the situation where the guy is very ill, and he says, if I die, this will be your get. So the entire time, the interim, she's considered to be a married woman. And then when he dies, it's said, okay. So after the fact, we consider it to be a valid get. Okay, let me give Nathan the last word.